Hello, my name is Nizar Ali, and I will introduce the foundation of optimization in production engineering. Product engineering is at its core an optimization problem. Engineering are consulting required to make decisions under multiple, often conflicting constraints, performance versus cost, weight versus strength, efficiency versus rentability, or innovation versus manufacturability. These decisions are really isolated. They are interconnected across to the entire product's life cycle, sorry, from conceptual design to products and end-of-life consideration. Classic engineering design theory formalizes the process and iterative loop of synthesis, analysis, and evaluation. In their seminal work, Pahal and Pitts describe engineering design as a systematic exploration of solution space guided by objective and constraint rather than a parallel initiative process. Pahal G and Peters W U. Engineering Design, Spring Verlag, London, 1988. Optimization is therefore not an option step, but a structural component of engineering methodology. However, over the past decade, the nature of engineering problem has changed dramatically. Modern products entering mechanical structure, electronic embedded software, and complexity supply chain. This leads to extremely large design space, often combinatory is nature, where the number of possible solutions grow exponentially with the number of design variables. In such context, exhaustive search is possible and even advanced numerically. Optimization technical can become potentially prohibitive.
Hello, my name is Gabriel Conté, and I will explain you how we can overcome those limitations using modern technology. To cope with this complexity, engineers have increasingly turned to artificial intelligence. Machine learning method allows to use of data to approximate simulation, grid exploration, and support decision making. Yet, even AI based optimization remains constrained by classical computational limits, particularly for discrete and highly constrained problems. This observation motivates the exploration of new computational paradigm, quantum computing, and more specifically, quantum algorithmics for optimization offer alternative ways of exploring large solution spaces. While quantum computers are not universally faster, they show strong potential for specific classes of optimization problems that are central to product engineering. In this podcast, we will examine how artificial intelligence and quantum algorithmics taken together can be understood as complementary optimization tools, and how their combination may reshape the future of engineering design.
Hola, me llamo Paul y en esta parte voy a centrarme en el papel de inteligencia artificial en la optimización de la ingeniería de producto. En la última década, la inteligencia artificial se ha consolidado como una herramienta central para la optimización en ingeniería. Su adopción responde a una necesidad clara: reducir el coste computacional del diseño y mejorar la calidad de las decisiones en contexto de alta complejidad, en particular los métodos de aprendizaje automático. Permiten tratar problemas donde los enfoques analíticos clásicos resulten insuficientes. Una de las aplicaciones más importantes de la IA en ingeniería de productos es la creación de modelos sustitutos a surrogate model. Estos modelos aproximan simulaciones físicas cosas como análisis por elementos finitos o simulaciones térmicas a partir de datos previamente calculados. De este modo es posible acelerar significativamente los ciclos de optimización y explorar un mayor número de soluciones potenciales. La IA también desempeña un papel clave en la optimización multiobjetivo. Muchos problemas de diseño implican compromiso entre criterios contradictorios como peso, coste, resistencia o impacto ambiental. Algoritmos evolutivos, redes neuronales y métodos bayesianos permiten identificar fronteras de Pareto y ayudar a ingenieros a tomar decisiones informadas, no únicamente numéricamente óptimas.
Hola, me llamo Thomas Clavery y en esta parte explicaré cómo la inteligencia artificial aborda problemas de decisión en energía y cuáles son los problemas limitaciones. Otro enfoque revelante es el aprendizaje que refuerzo que resulta especialmente adecuado para problemas singulares como la planificación de proceso de fabricación, por ejemplo, la gestión del ciclo de vida del producto y la optimización de cadenas logísticas. En estos casos, el sistema aprende estrategias óptimas mediante iteración con un entorno simulado. Sin embargo, a pesar de sus éxitos, las inteligencias artificiales clásicas siguen enfrentándose a limitaciones fundamentales. Muchos problemas industriales son de naturaleza combinatoria y pertenecen a clases de complejidad elevada, donde incluso los métodos basados en AI requieren tiempos de cálculos prohibidos. Por este motivo, la investigación reciente propone combinar las inteligencias artificiales con nuevos paradigmas computacionales, como señales Kado-Wakki. La integración de AI con computación cuántica puede abrir nuevas vías para la automatización avanzada y la optimización en energía. Esta transición marca el paso hacia enfoques híbridos que serán el foco de las siguientes partes del podcast.
Hello, my name is Joaquin Suarez, and in this part, I will introduce quantum algorithmics for optimization. Quantum computing introduces a radically different computational paradigm. Based on quantum mechanical principles such as superposition and entanglement. Unlike classical bits, quantum bits or qubits can represent multiple states simultaneously. This property makes quantum computing particularly interesting for optimization problems involving very large combinatorial search spaces. In product engineering, many optimization problems are discrete by nature. Examples include selecting component configuration, determining material layout, scheduling manufacturing operations, or designing modular architectures. These problems are often NP-hard, meaning that the number of possible solutions grows exponentially with problem size. Classical optimization algorithms typically rely on heuristics to navigate these spaces, but can easily become trapped in local optima. One of the most prominent quantum optimization methods is the quantum approximate optimization algorithm, or QAOA, introduced by Faraday and collaborators. QAOA is a hybrid quantum classical algorithm designed to solve combinatorial optimization problems by encoding them into a quantum Hamiltonian and iterative the improving the solution through a parameter optimization. Fari E and all a quantum approximate optimization of algorithm OXIV 2014. QAOA is particularly attractive because it is compatible with near-term quantum hardware and naturally integrates classical optimization loops. Another important approach is quantum annealing, which is inspired by classical simulated annealing but exploits quantum tunneling to escape local minima. Quantum annealing is well suited for problems formulated as quadratic unconstrained binary optimizations or QBO models. Many engineering optimization problems, including structural layout, scheduling, and process planning, can be expressed in this form. However, it is important to stress that quantum algorithms are not universally superior to classical ones. Current quantum device operates in the so-called NISQ era. They are noisy, limited in scale, and prone to errors. As a result, purely quantum solutions are rarely practical today. Instead, quantum algorithmics should be viewed as a specialized optimization accelerator, particularly effective when combined with classical methods. This perspective naturally leads to hybrid AI quantum approaches, where artificial intelligence helps formulate, guide, and refine quantum optimizations, a topic that will be developed in the next part of this podcast.
Hola, me llamo Enzo de Almeida y esta parte voy a presentar los enfoques híbridos entre inteligencia artificial y computación cuántica aplicados en la ingeniería. Dadas las limitaciones actuales del hardware cuántico, la mayoría de las aplicaciones realistas en ingeniería no se basan en algoritmos puramente cuánticos, sino en enfoques híbridos que combinan computación clásica, inteligencia artificial y algoritmos cuánticos especializados. En estos sistemas, cada tecnología se utiliza ahí donde resulta más eficiente. Un primer papel clave de la inteligencia artificial en estos enfoques híbrido es la formulación del problema. Muchos problemas de ingeniería deben transformarse en modelos matemáticos específicos, como las formulaciones cubo, para poder resolverse mediante algoritmos cuánticos. La IA puede automatizar o asistir este proceso, identificando variables relevantes y restricciones y funciones. Objetivo a partir de datos de diseño. Además, la IA se emplea para guiar la optimización cuántica. Por ejemplo, algoritmos de aprendizaje automático pueden ajustar los parámetros de algoritmo como QAOA, reduciendo el número de iteraciones necesarias y mejorando la calidad de las soluciones obtenidas en hardware real. Este enfoque resulta especialmente importante en la era NISQ, donde el tiempo de cálculo y el ruido son recursos críticos. Estos métodos híbridos ya se han aplicado a diversos casos de estudio en energía. En optimización topológica, la computación cuántica se ha utilizado para decir la distribución discreta de material, mientras que métodos clásicos se encargan del análisis estructural. En herrería de materiales, algoritmos cuánticos han sido explorados para optimizar configuraciones de laminados compuestos, reduciendo peso sin comprometer resistencia. Otro ejemplo relevante es la planificación industrial y la optimización de procesos de fabricación. Problemas como la disposición de fábricas, la planificación de operaciones o la secuencia de ensamblaje pueden formarse con problemas combinatorios, donde los métodos contiguos muestran un fuerte potencial. Estos casos no indican una situación inmediata de los mediotos clásicos, sino una coexistencia estratégica. La combinación de IA y computación cuántica permite abordar problemas que antes eran demasiado complejos o costosos computacionalmente. En este sentido, los enfoques híbridos representan una transición pragmática hacia la ingeniería del futuro.
Hello, my name is Eneko Arbelbide, and I will conclude this podcast by discussing future perspectives and implications for engineering. The convergence of artificial intelligence and quantum algorithmics represents more than a technological trend. It signals a methodological evolution in product engineering. Rather than replacing established engineering practices, these tools extend the engineer's capacity to explore, evaluate, and reason about increasingly complex design spaces. In the short term, the most impactful applications are expected to remain hybrid. Artificial intelligence will continue to handle data-driven modeling, uncertainty management, and decision support, while quantum algorithms act as specialized accelerators for discrete and combinatorial optimization problems. This division of roles reflects the current maturity of both technologies and aligns with the constraints of near-term quantum hardware. From an industrial perspective, sectors such as aerospace, automotive engineering, and advanced manufacturing are particularly well positioned to benefit. Problems related to lightweight structural design, modular product architectures, logistics optimization, and sustainable manufacturing already push the limits of classical computation. Early case studies suggest that AI quantum approaches can deliver competitive solutions with reduced computational effort, even before full-scale quantum advantage is achieved. In the longer term, as quantum hardware scales and becomes more reliable, we may observe deeper transformations. Engineering design could shift away from deterministic optimization towards probabilistic and exploration-driven paradigms. Rather than identifying a single optimal solution, engineers may increasingly work with ensembles of high-quality solutions supported by quantum-enhanced exploration and AI-based interpretation. This evolution also has implications for engineering education and tools. Future engineers may need to understand not only physical models and numerical methods, but also how to formulate problems for AI systems and quantum algorithms. As emphasized by Kadowaki, integration of these technologies points towards a new generation of computer-aided engineering systems, quantum computing and AI, perspectives on advanced automation in science and engineering, ArcSciv 2025. In conclusion, artificial intelligence and quantum algorithmics should be seen as complementary optimization tools that augment human expertise. Their combined use does not eliminate the role of the engineer. Instead, it reshapes it. For product engineering, this convergence offers a credible pathway to addressing complexity at scales that were previously unreachable.